Macmillan Audio presents Every Reason We Shouldn't by Sarah Fujimura. Read for you by Caitlin Kelly. Chapter 1. I roll into the parking lot of Ice Dreams and swap my inline skates for mint-colored Chucks. I've got 51 minutes before my lesson. If she shows. So far this month, Hannah has called out 4 times. Cramps, a cold, bad fish tacos, sore quad. I don't know how she expects to make it to nationals, much less the Olympics, when she can't even handle the slightest twinge of discomfort. I medaled in the World Junior Championships with a fractured toe when I was her age. Welcome to Ice Dreams, Olympic gold medalists Midori Nakashima and Michael Kennedy, a.k.a. Mom and Dad, greet me as I enter our rink. I bring my fingertips to my lips and slap a kiss on Mom and Dad's poster as I pass in front of them. Put your hands together for Olivia Ice Creams Kennedy, Max says in a let's get ready to rumble voice when I get to the snack bar. She flips her magenta-streaked blonde braids over the back of one of the 100 roller derby t-shirts she owns. Today's choice says, eat, sleep, skate, repeat. Ice screams? I grab my official Ice Dreams jacket off its designated hook and pull it over my plain t-shirt. Ice dreams? Ice screams? I'll keep working on it. Max squirts some cleaner on the glass box hanging on the wall. My parents, still wearing their baby blue skate costumes and gold medals, smile back from their Wheaties box inside. Is my mom at physical therapy? I hop up on the counter, even though I know it's a health code violation. Yep. Mac hands me a pretzel that has the consistency of a doggy chew toy. Either you eat it, or we throw it away. I've already had 3. It's your turn to take one for the team. I gnaw on the pretzel, praying I won't chip a tooth in the process. I need the energy. Hannah's coming in at 4. Maybe. If she doesn't have a hangnail, or Ebola, or some other life-threatening problem today. Nah, she quit this morning. A stab of guilt punctures my gut. Hannah may be my least favorite Olympic wannabe, but I also like to eat. Every day, in fact. We need Hannah's tuition money to keep the lights on, literally. Open skates on Sunday afternoons keep the water turned on. You missed all the drama, Max says. Hannah's mom stormed in here this morning, all high and mighty about how her little sparkle pony was no longer getting the quality training they expected from a former Olympian and her staff. That Hannah had been pushed onto a lesser coach, and that you weren't teaching Hannah the skills she needs for Olympic-level competition. She's 12. I'm not going to teach Hannah how to do a triple loop until she can do a double loop consistently. Mrs. Taylor is delusional. That's what Midori said, too, only at a much lower decibel. Goodbye and good riddance. Mac flicks her hand toward the door. Especially now that we have a new client. We do? Is she a preschooler, or can she at least lace her own boots? He is neither. He? I've never taught a boy before, but I've partnered one. How hard could it be? Well, he couldn't be any worse than Hannah unless... Oh no, am I going to be partnering somebody whose head will be squarely in my boobs? He's not your charge, princess. His dad wrote a big fat check to buy rink time from 3 to 5 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and some Sunday mornings. Midori skipped up the door to physical therapy. Your mom, the boss lady, her bad back, skipping. Oh, look, here they come now. I turn back around to see an Asian guy carrying a pile of tiny orange plastic cones heading for the ice. A middle-aged man, who I'm guessing is his dad, follows a few steps behind him. That's our new client, I say. Yep, short track speed skater on deck. Max smiles so big that her lip ring clinks against her bottom teeth. The guy slides off an oversized sweatshirt to reveal a form-fitting...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?